Welcome to Session 12 of A New Can of Worms, a Star Frontiers actual play podcast. In this session, the PCs try to get into the Dawn's Glow, or at least gather some incriminating evidence against the crew. They also have a brush with the station authorities for suspicious behavior. Who wants to do a recap from last week? Or, I guess it's been a month now. Last game session.
There you go. Well, basically, we took off, left Pale for the first time on leaving the planet. I was the only space virgin, right? Everybody else had been out in space before.
I think we established that someone else was, but they're not here.
I think it was Eric.
I think Eric. We established that Eric was also his first time in space, but he wasn't here for that session either.
I was the only space virgin.
Yeah.
So, there. I was fascinated with the whole thing about. We did warp time. We managed to see. Did we see the new planet yet or no?
Yeah.
We were okay.
Yeah, so we arrived. We got to the station.
We didn't get to the station yet.
Yeah, you did. You're on the station.
Oh, okay.
You basically just disembarked at the end.
Oh, okay. So then there you go. That was it. Oh, and we checked the cargo to make sure that everything was good with our equipment. We also try to get the files on. I forgot her name already. What was her name that we were trying to get the files on? Anybody?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
What's her name? I've got it written down here. I just have so many notes now. I have to find them all. Here. She's in this one. You're talking about Lena Collery, the PGC lady that you rifled her house? Yeah.
Yeah, her. So we're getting the files from her.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you basically traveled to most of the last session was spent on the ship, traveling to Laco. So you're now in the Dixon Star System, and you'd landed, you'd gotten off the ship, you figured out that you had about 3.5 hours till your scheduled shuttle down to the surface left, and you were looking around at the board of all the starships in the bay and noticed that the Dawn's Glow, which is the one you think is the one that fired on your ship that crashed that you guys defended, was there, and you touched the little screen and it put the big rectangle around the other really large ship. So you guys came in on a whole size 10 or 11 Starliner. And there was one other large ship. There was a whole size 10 freighter in the bay. Everything else was smaller, and that was the one that got outlined by the thing when you touched on the name of the ship to see which identify which one it was.
Okay, so it's the other big freighter.
Yeah, the other big ship is a big. It looks like a whole size 10 freighter. It's there, and it's scheduled to depart in 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
I wonder if they're hiring crew at the moment. Wait, no, our friends would have perhaps communicated. No, maybe not. They may not have just that tight of a relationship. We might be able to get hired again.
Get rehired.
Yeah.
Tell me you didn't get paid on the planet.
Shane, your name has a mute symbol by it, so for some reason you're muted. Probably on your end.
It's off now.
Yep, it's gone now. Try saying something. Nope, can't hear you, yeah.
Oh. Oh well. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, the mute symbol's gone, but I still don't hear anything from Shane.
Yeah. Your best bet's probably to reload Discord. Yeah, so you have about 3 hours before you have to be on your ship. If you want to take that trip down, you might be able to reschedule that if you want to stay on the station a little longer. But otherwise, you're on LACO station, which is kind of the general public station orbiting the planet, and it's a pulse-size 5 station, so it's not the giant one that you left from Pale, but it's still pretty good sized. And you guys are just in the docking ring right now, so you're moving under like a tenth of a gravity of is all.
So they still got the Velcro boots?
Yeah, those are around. You can use those if you want.
Yeah.
But then you can't go bounding down and bouncing down the corridor, you know, ricocheting off things.
Which is what I would end up doing, because I've never been here.
Hey, I could probably almost swim in this air.
Well, I want to investigate the station again. First time in space. It's a new station. They probably got a different decor, different stuff.
Yeah, in the docking area is fairly similar. Yeah. It's obviously laid out a little different.
I'll check out the stores and stuff like that. If, wants
to check out the what?
The stores.
Yeah, there's not too much up here. This is mainly just passenger transfer, getting on and off of ships. Most of the commerce is actually down on the main decks of the station.
So then we should go to the main deck. I mean, we got 3 hours to kill regardless, even if we're taking our regular shuttle, right?
Yes. And if you want to take a different shuttle, then you have to spend some of that time seeing if that can be arranged. But you just need to decide what you want to do. If you just want to get down to the surface, or if you want to do anything with this starship, this freighter that you've come across. I think I told you last time the records show that its hold is mostly full. It's just waiting on another couple cargo units of materials to be delivered, and then it'll be departing.
I say we go scope it out and see if we can chat up some of the crew, learn something. I mean,
learn maybe what? They won't.
I don't know until we start talking to them. But I mean, maybe we'll find out where they're going next, or you know, something.
What's in the cargo?
Who's on the crew?
Who's on the crew? That's another idea.
Maybe there's a certain Drellocyte on the crew that I might have to have a speak at him with, you know, maybe ask him a question or two. You never know.
That's true.
So can we just walk over to that ship?
Well, you can walk over to that area. You can't just go onto the ship. But
what? Come on now. Any ship would be happy to just welcome me aboard. No, but okay. We'll walk over to the area.
All right, so it's like probably it's not directly opposite your ship on the hub, but you've got to walk around, you know, 40, almost halfway around to get to where it's at.
Okay.
And you get up there and now it's, you know, hovering right above you. anchored there, and the access way is sealed. It's closed off, and the little lock lights are on. There doesn't seem to be anybody around right now. I mean, there's people in the area, but the passage to the ship is closed, and there doesn't seem there's like little the way it works is it's not quite an airlock, but there's like a little waiting area that belongs to the ship that's part of its dock. So there's like tables in that, and you can see into that, and there's nobody in there. And beyond that is the actual pressure door that connects to the ship, and it's closed and locked. So there's like a little waiting area that if it was a passenger liner, people could hang out in while they're waiting to get on, or if it was, or the crew of the ship could come if they want to get off the ship, but still be nearby, they could hang out. There's tables and stuff like that. And so you can see that area is empty. There's nobody there. And the door off to the ship itself is sealed and looks like it's locked. And then in the main passageway, there are people moving because there's other ships and other of these rooms around.
Right, but nobody's really paying attention over here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just general traffic.
Okay, the thing that's locking the door, is it like a keypad? Can I use my
keypad? You would guess it's probably a level 3 or 4, maybe even level 5 security lock.
Yeah.
Well,
so the whole stowaway plan isn't gonna work.
Yeah, that's doubtful.
If you guys hear laughter, my wife is over here listening to a comedy show.
That was coming through. It's obviously good.
It's called Dry Bar Comedy. It is really good. It's funny. She likes listening to it. It's, you know, basically stand-up comedy. But it's clean humor, you know, so...
It's hard to find these days.
Yeah.
It is.
Is there like a little, like in the airports where the person that stands there that says now boarding, is there one of those things there, a terminal?
There is. Yeah, and that's on kind of the outer area towards the walkway. Here, I'm gonna pull up I'll draw you a little sketch. Give me just a second to pull up a map on.
We could loiter.
Is there anybody sitting at that position?
No, it's like I said, the area is.
Oh, area is clear.
Clear. All right. Yeah. All right. I'm going to draw a little sketch here in Roll 20.
Wow, this place is wide open, man.
Yeah. It is at the moment. Let's see. Change my settings a little bit so I can actually see the grid. My monitor tends to wash out. There we go. Faint things. So let's go. All right, so freehand. So you've got... This is really going to be ugly. You got a pressure door here. Okay, so this
is the rocket launch.
This is the outer, kind of the outer edge of the station, and then there's a tunnel, basically the docking collar, that goes up to the ship, and then you have an area that's probably, I don't know. Yeah, see, freehand is horrible. You know, something like this. There's like sliding doors here that close off, and then there's a like a podium here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and so in this area you've got some tables with chairs.
Okay.
In my horrible drawing.
So is there anybody like right over here?
No. That's so then, and then there's like another one over here. And these ones are empty too, because since there's such a big ship right here that there's nothing that can dock in the ones next to it. If there were smaller ships docked out there, you could put, you know, like whole size 3 or 4 ships, you could put them all next to each other, and you could have them, you could have people on all of them. And so, you know, there's that, and then there's kind of a concourse area at that bottom area, and then it mirrors and I draw it like that, but this tunnel here goes out and then bends 90 degrees to go up to the ship.
To the ship.
Okay. Yeah. So, this is just like a little lounge area where crew can hang out, or passengers could wait if it was a passenger liner and they didn't want to be on the ship and things like that.
Well, we could hang out, I suppose, but
I could go into that.
Too suspicious.
Ain't nobody really paying attention, right? People are just walking back and forth, going to the doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a busy airport.
Yeah.
I've gone behind.
Moderately busy airport. It's not super busy. But
I have a feeling once we're inside the sliding glass doors into this area, we're basically saying, yeah, we're hanging out for this ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I agree.
And the sliding doors are locked too.
But I was thinking about checking out the monitor here.
We can show out that area.
A list of the crew, and hopefully the list of passengers, if any. It won't give us the cargo, but it could give us that information if you want it.
Yeah, you could try. I mean,
anybody wants that info? Yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah, let me see what info do we find in there.
So there is a terminal at that desk if you want to try to fire it up and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. who's your computer person?
That would be me.
All right.
I'm not very good with dice.
I got robot skills on my computer still.
All right. Well, you go over and it's not on, so you can power it up, okay. And it comes up and it's prompting for a password.
Okay.
Who was the last one that hacked into a computer? Was that Eric?
No, I don't think Eric has computer skills at all.
Was that me?
Who was it? At that one lady's house.
That was me.
That was, yeah.
It's your job, Boone, to check out. Go for it.
he has the level 1 computer skill.
Okay, roll, man. I want
so,
in.
Oh, God. And here goes nothing.
You're right.
Password is in spaceship? What?
Yeah, it says invalid password.
No. Everybody knows the password is password. Okay.
We do suck with that.
Are there any stray documents, any drawers or
no? It's just kind of a flat podium. It's really designed that if the people in the ship want to have something there, they can use it, but otherwise it's pretty inert. It's just a station. People can bring stuff out. It looks like it's designed for, in fact, those of you that have traveled before, like John, would know that it's designed for the people. If the ship is like a small passenger line or something, they want to treat it like, you know, the airlines and check people in. They can bring stuff and set it up there on the table. But beyond that, it's just very utilitarian.
It's for the loading and unloading of passengers in the white zone.
It's exactly. So. Well, but it is locked down behind some sort of a security protocol, so you would have to bust out the, either spend a significant amount of time or bust out your computer kit and try to physically hack it.
Yeah, I don't think that would be good. People will notice that.
Probably.
I'm sorry, guys. Couldn't pull it off.
Well, we could hang tight. They're waiting for last shipment.
Yeah, the crew could be on board. They could be off down in the station. A mix of both. And they're expecting their last couple of cargo units to get loaded in the next day or so. I guess, and they're headed to Prenglar. They're not going to Pale, and that's the only other option. But their file fly plan is to Prenglar from here.
They're going to Prenglar, huh?
Which is the next hop into the frontier from Dixon Star from Pale.
Well, Shane says that is the filed plan. Which, yeah,
that's what's on the monitor.
Got a point there. They could be going somewhere else. I want info.
We're not going to get it from this thing, though. And that's anybody could think of what the password might be.
Yeah, they could make a pit stop on the way. Except that they're almost loaded, so they wouldn't be stopping to pick up more stuff that, you know, debris that just magically appeared in space. So I have a feeling they're going straight to wherever their objective is. Guys, I really think that somehow we got to find a way to get on this ship because this is part of our investigation. I mean, this ship had something to do with it.
Is what shot it.
Then again, they might have just been hired, and they had no idea.
Which means we still have to go to Nakosan to find out. What will? Oh my God! It was from the station, though. I mean, we could, Shane. I don't know if I like that idea.
What'd he say?
Ask too many questions and plan to get captured.
Yeah, but then we'd lose all our stuff.
Gets us in the brig of the ship. That's not exactly the best place to be in the ship.
When they show up, we just go, look, you guys are going to Prenglar? What will it cost for us to, you know, hitch a ride?
How many humans are there on board on that crew? Do we know?
You don't know anything about the crew right now.
Okay.
Too bad we can't just, you know, get all the way up to the ship and knock on the door.
Well, there is an intercom. Why by not? The door.
Yeah.
There is. Dude, press the intercom button.
Wait. Hold on. Let me make sure my
Make sure her hair's in place.
My cleavage is showing to its best possible advantage. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Jill, go press the button.
Ding dong.
All right, so you press the button, and at first nothing happens. And Shane was close. It wasn't a rusk. It's a Drowside. Drowside answers. He goes, "Yeah? Who's down there?"
Hi. Could I talk to somebody in charge, please?
Well, I guess that would be me at the moment. Captain's not here. Exo's off. So, what do you need?
Well, what's your captain's name again?
Sorry, I can pronounce this.
Write it down this time so we don't get names changed.
Yeah. That's part of it. I have his race, but I didn't think to write down a name for him. Hold on. It's, it's Katakul. No, it's Katakul. Katakul, why?
Oh. Well, I was wondering if I could make an appointment to see him.
I guess. He's going to be back in about 4 hours, probably. That's when he's scheduled to be back. He's just down on the station.
Okay,
if you want to swing
maybe
back by in a few hours, you could probably talk to him.
I would love to, but in the meantime, I can ask you. You certainly look like the capable sort who would know an answer to a simple question. Would you be willing to take on any passengers?
No, we can't. We don't actually even have any passenger berths. All of our crew berths are full, so that's not an option. It's a crew area.
We can send Jill his luggage.
I'm going to twirl my hair, my fingers. Well, I can share a berth with someone.
Well, you have to take that with the captain. I don't know. We don't normally take on passengers. It's pretty cramped here, so.
I understand. I will give the captain a talking to later. Thank you so much for your time. You've been ever so helpful.
Yeah, no problem. And he disconnects the video.
Lousy aliens.
I wonder if we could charter a ship and kind of follow them. Too bad we don't have just, you know, a handful of
who has a strong
or something. We could just jump in.
John is not going to let that go.
Who has a strong personality? Who's got
that would be John's character.
John, I think you should just go on the intercom and be like, "Listen, ship inspection here. Here's the ID. I need to go on try and check to see what's going on."
Ooh, yeah, port authority.
Nice.
Maybe this guy's weak-willed.
Here. Yeah.
Excellent.
I mean, port authority, surprise inspection.
There you go.
Brilliant.
You're a genius.
Well, it helped that we know that the actual captain's not there, so.
I can put these away.
Oh. Here. Let's see if I'm influential. Oh, I'm only slightly tiny bit influential. Probably not gonna get us in.
Better than my computer skill.
Hold on.
Hey, you rolled the same number I did. No. What rolling do you want? 61. Oh, equals 61. Okay, never mind. Sorry. Delayed thing. The equals 61 came up a minute after. I was like, wait, someone just rolled the same number I did.
All right, so. Captures looking better and better. All right. So you do you call him back, or do you wait some time? Yeah, I mean, what's the plan?
I'm gonna try and say, hey, you know, get up close to the camera so it's just me, and say, hey, you know, Port Authority, quickly flash some badge or something that's not really a badge, just my ID or something, really quick, and say, here for an inspection. I need to speak to whoever's in charge.
All right. So you do that. You ring up, and he's like, man, what's going on? Everybody's calling today. Never gets this busy on the station. What's up?
Yeah, Port Authority, got to do an inspection here. Got some information we need to follow up on. Who's in charge?
He's like, I am, and what are you talking about?
Well, come on out here. We need to have a talk.
Who are you? I mean, we've been on this station hundreds of times, and never once has this happened. I'm not buying that. Who are you really, and what are you doing?
Look, I'm with the Port Authority. It's your choice. You can come out, and we can talk, or we can.
All right.
Call in reinforcements, and you ain't leaving anywhere.
All right. Give me another roll, John.
Okay. How's that?
That's much better. It was, all right. I'll come down and talk to you there in a second.
You guys ought to kind of stand back a little bit so it's just me by myself.
Especially Checheco with his drill uniform.
So he's by the
airlock. I should have told him to bring his ship's manifest with him.
So they're over here, right?
No, you're still outside the double doors. Okay, you're still out here.
I'm trying to get him to at least get me into this area.
Yeah, right. You guys are outside these doors. Basically, the little intercom is right there. Actually, there's one on each side, but it would make most sense if you were at the one over on this side. All right, so it takes a few minutes. And
hey guys, when he comes to the sliding door, you know, he's probably not gonna open it very much, but I'm gonna kind of push my way in and get to talk and get with him. First chance you get, I think y'all ought to just come on in. We'll just close the door behind us, and then we'll just hold on to him right in here and say, okay, we need to go on board your ship, you know, kind of a thing. See if it works.
Shane, it's either that or
stun him.
The fact that you went on to, because I was having some problems when I went on to roll 20 before I went on to Discord. So you might leave roll 20, restart Discord, and then go back into roll 20, and that might do it. All right, so it takes a few minutes.
Question, do we have all our equipment?
You have any personal equipment, yeah.
I got my stun stick.
You could have a stun stick, yes. Any like projectile weapons like gyrojets or auto pistols or stuff like that? No. but a stun stick, electro stunner, sonic stunner, that kind of stuff. They do allow on this station.
Yeah, there you go. If I'm not able to talk our way onto the ship at this point, you could stun him and we could, you know, give him a little dose of tell all and learn at least what we can from him, right?
Well, if we stun him, we could just go into the ship and use the ship's computer. I'm pretty sure they're already open.
Except he's probably going to lock the door behind him. We're going to need him to help us get on the ship.
All right, so he comes out, and wait. Oh, let's give Shane just a minute to get back on.
Okay.
Because he just dropped out of Discord, trying to get the sound working.
Make it happen, Shane.
See, I do the Discord on my phone. That way, when I kill the computer, I still have connection to y'all.
Yep, I have the Discord on my phone too. But I never turn it off the computer. Hmm.
There it goes. It's getting really slow.
We're dropping characters out there.
Might as well. While we're waiting.
This is going to be interesting. Now, that's question, Tom. Do you think we were going to try to force our way onto this ship when we started tonight?
I had no idea what you're going to do.
You got
but
it
I have
chaos.
I have many possibilities prepared for. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
We'll assume the other four are off. Other three are off doing something else. And then I need. All right, Ching, can you make noises? Well, you flashed that time.
Well, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Yeah. That's because I'm on Apple now.
Oh. You're actually really loud.
Okay, I'm sorry about
but,
that.
Oh, that might be my end. I had you boosted on audio.
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So,
do you know what doesn't give you trouble? Graphite and actual physical dice. They don't give you trouble.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true. All right. So, after about 4 or 5 minutes, the pressure door opens, and a Drowsite walks out, and he closes it behind him and locks it. And he turns around, and he sees. So, you guys can move. I put Chicheka off to the side, or not? Yeah, off to the side. But and I just dropped her. I put John by where the little intercom panel is. But Rennie and Jill can move their characters. Should be able to move their characters. Let me see. Edit.
Okay. Yeah, I've already got my first couple of questions for this guy figured out here.
Oh, wait. That's
first of
else?
All, does he look like anybody I might have seen some old pictures of?
All right, who's. Is that you up there, Jill?
I can't move my guy.
Yeah, I think I need to. Even though I dragged your character from your character over. Hold on, I'll make it so you can drag him. Controlled by.
I've got audio. That's about all I can fix today.
All right. Okay, so you should be able to move him, Brittany. Shane, you should be able to move the. Easier.
Aha.
And let me change everybody so they can control them. Just make it so everybody can control everybody.
I'm sorry about not having good audio.
That's okay.
Really prob it really probably is a case of the Windows. I just didn't want to blame Windows, but I should have.
Yeah. Hey, look, I blame Microsoft for everything.
Mm. You're back. That's what counts.
Mm. All right. Okay. So, he comes out, he closes the door, he turns around, he sees you guys standing there, he stops, he reaches back, and he hits a button on the panel behind him, and your panel comes to life again. He goes, "You don't look like Port Authority. I've met Port Authority, and you guys are a little ragtag for that. What is going on?" And he just stops there by the across the way. So obviously there's a speaker system in there that he can talk to you guys through.
Okay, I got a quick question for you, Tom. Any chance my dad would have at some point along the way shown me a picture of this Tzedok Kagol guy, the Drellocyte, that nearly killed him?
Maybe.
Does this guy look anything familiar?
No.
Darn. Well, I'm curious. I suppose we could blast our way through the door, but Port Authority wouldn't do that.
Port Authority won't come get us after that, though.
Just tell I just saw him look plain clothes. Now come on. Come on out. We gotta talk with you.
Okay, make another roll now they can see you.
Something tells me the jig's up, guys.
Anyways, all right, your Port Authority, give me your badge number. I'll call in, verify it, and then we'll get on with this if it's true. But I'm not buying it.
What weapons we got? It is sliding glass. Is it bulletproof glass?
Most likely, yes.
Good point.
That is a pressure door that could potentially be opened.
Well, now what, guys? We got to get out of here before Port Authority actually shows up.
How about we try to bluff them again and act like we're calling Port Authority? I mean, we're already in enough trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, so I turn to you, Shane, and say, call them back up.
Are you serious? And then I'm just going to walk over to the
at least four with uniforms.
Every time. Okay. I guess, should I roll or... It's not going
to... Sure, go ahead and roll. John, you roll again, too.
Oh, that's a little better.
Yeah, and if I had the personality to go with that?
Yeah, Rennie's is like 25.
Yeah, my personality ain't helping me any here. The same roll as before.
All right.
It is the same roll as before.
He says... He says, "I don't know what you kids are up to. Get on your way, and we'll just pretend this didn't happen." And he starts opening the pressure door to head back into the ship.
Crap. We're not going to be able to pull him out another time.
Well, huh.
When he steps through the door, tackle him.
Before he leaves, and be like, "Guys, did you offer him the 50 credits yet so we can see if we had to go in? See if a bribe will work?"
50 credits? I mean, what's that?
Well, he won't get it. Does he hear that and go, hey?
Wait, you got 50 credits and you wouldn't get it? No. I think we lost this one.
Yeah.
We see this guy in a video, or are we just hearing the audio?
No, he's actually in the...
Yeah, I mean...
You're just seeing... So this wall here, all the way across, is glass.
So you see...
So you can see into it there. You can
see him.
You can see him. He's talking back by an intercom panel back here that is broadcasting to you there.
That's why he got suspicious as soon as he saw us, because he actually
Saw you.
You know what? We should just head. We know what the guy looks like. He's gonna leave at some point. Let's just leave.
I'm just waiting for the captain. I got nothing to do with what they're doing.
No, I'm saying he's gonna leave. Why don't we just follow him and then just kind of.
Yeah, we can find a way to head to the train line and look for him there.
But
No. I mean,
at least I need one of them.
Yeah.
That's not a total loss.
No,
he's got a point. Someone quick grab a quick snapshot with their phone. Send it back to Steel.
It's crazy, but it just might work.
This guy, when's the ship leaving his ship?
Sometime in the next 3 days.
Yeah. Look, he's probably going to go on the station in the next 3 days also. We can find him on the station when he's not protected here.
Yeah, but
I like the way you think, Shane.
There's a lot of dark corridors.
That's right. We could certainly invite him down one of them.
Yeah,
but our shuttle's leaving in 3 hours.
That's the one we're scheduled to take.
Yeah.
You know, there's schedules and there's things come up. Especially if we, call back to Struel and let him know what's up.
Lacko is going to stay there. This ship is not.
Yeah. We'll need to stay on the station. So let's start walking away while we talk this through, guys.
Yeah, let's not just stand here.
Start walking away. We don't need any more trouble.
So just as he's turning off the intercom and going back through the doors, like, stupid kids interrupting my astrogation work.
Ah, so he's the astrogator. That's even more information.
And he heads back in and closes it behind him, and the lock lights come back on. And
yeah.
As you guys walk off.
Or do
Mom, whatever you do.
Who got the photo of the guy? Send it to Streel. Let him know what we've found out so far.
Actually, we could take the photo and start asking questions at the bars, too.
Jill would probably be able to do something with that.
Yeah, but did he just call us stupid kids?
Yeah, he did.
Those meddling kids. That does it.
And he would have got away with it if it wasn't for us.
Yeah, we need to get a dog.
No, that's the meddling kids. Different set of kids.
God, I'm sorry.
Well, before we leave, I need to ring the communicator bell a few more times and then run away. Oh, show him shit.
Yeah, there you go. Ring it and run. Do a ring and run.
you do, and you know, have no idea if you ever responded.
We can get a paper bag.
What would be really funny would be if by the time they responded, someone else just happened to be walking by, and he's like, yeah.
So, should we, how hard would it be to, we don't have any robots or anything, equipment, just like a little sensor that we could put on the door? Let's just know.
We have my little pet that I bought, my little toy that I bought.
Yeah, can we just leave that around here and be like, hey, alert us?
Can't go too far away from it. It's just a little toy, really. The transmission signal's not going to be that strong.
Yeah, but the station is only about a kilometer in diameter.
Yeah, but it's a big Faraday cage. It's not going to transmit very far. John's right. Down the corridor until you get around a curve, and then... And
you and your science speak.
Yeah, you go to a different deck. You're not going to get the signal from it. Yeah, he's right. It's not a long. It's not like it's a long 5 kilometer range transmitter.
Yeah,
we got to upgrade this thing so it's got a little bit of AI in it.
Yeah. Okay. How many credits are you willing to chip in?
That's an easy program.
Of robots.
It's an easy program. Maybe if you could make some of your rolls, it would be cheaper.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right, so what are you guys gonna do now? You've got
as we walk away, I'm gonna call for our shuttle and tell them that we're not gonna get on it. We're not getting on it, right?
No.
All right. So make sure
I'm gonna. Okay. So you're. There is a terminal for the shuttle. Company because they run a lot of. You know, they do a lot down. You guys are on a shuttle company called Sandy Bottoms. Sandy Bottoms Shuttle Service, and you can just go over to the desk and talk to them. You passed it walking over to. Where the ship was from where you guys got on. So if you could go back there and let them know that you want to delay your departure, and they're like, that, not a problem. We've got lots of people who'd be more than happy to go down sooner. When do you want to move your... I don't know if it's from SpongeBob or not.
Are there sleeping accommodations on the station?
Oh yeah, down on the main commercial decks. Completely, there's.
Sweet.
That's not a problem.
How about we just put it off for a couple of days?
Forty-eight hours.
Yeah, that's good. And then I'm gonna head down to the bar closest to the elevator from the docking.
Okay.
And see if I could start. What's the name of the ship again?
It's the Dawn's Glow.
It's
Rusk. It's the Ruskin name, but that's what it means. Translated into Pan Galactic.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the nearest bar and walk up to the bartender, and I'm gonna start. Okay. I want to question. Well,
so the shuttle service, let's fish that out first. He says, okay, so 48 hours, not a problem. We've got you on the shuttle that leaves at 18:23. In 2 days, so we'll see. Then do you want your gear delivered to the surface now, or do you want it to stay on the station?
Stowed in the station.
Okay, we can do that.
Right. So while Rennie goes to the bar, I want to go make accommodations that get us rooms.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Somebody needs to take care of that.
Yeah, we need a place to stay.
Rather than get a room, I would rather get
a suite.
No, they're like the coffins.
Yeah, the little sleeping cubicles.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably not a good idea for T'Cheka.
Well, you have fun with that. I'm not.
No, they make rust styled ones.
Wouldn't that be just like a normal room?
All right, so if you want just a sleeping pod, those are just 5 credits a night. If you want an actual room, that'll be 20.
Yeah, 5 credits sounds pretty good.
But so you can take, it takes you maybe an hour to find exactly what you want and take care of all that stuff. And you guys can get that all arranged so that you have a place to sleep, place to stow your gear if you want. You know, like you don't want to haul around your tech kits and stuff.
Okay, so we each would need to subtract 10 credits. Is that what we're saying? 5 a night?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, no, I'm going to do 25 because I don't know if it's going to at least one day long.
Okay.
I need a movie. All
right. That means that your room is the group meeting place, right?
Yep, I figured as much. We could talk. That I figured.
We can meet in the bar.
Yeah.
His room is your private conference room.
Yes. There you go. Temporary HQ. Okay, so you're heading to the bar. I think I need to walk through the shops a little bit, see if I can overhear any conversations about that freighter.
Okay. Let's
see. And after I secure the pods in the room, I tell everybody on the comms, you know, where they are, what's your pod number, and my room number. And then I'm going to go to the computer room.
All right. So you like it just a public computer terminal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to look up just common information about that ship, the name of the ship, the captain, the history of it. Common okay. history.
All right. Let's start
anything
there.
Public he can find.
Yep. Let's start there. So you get you do a query on the ship, the Morning Dawn. It's registered out of let's see. Where did I write it down? No, that's the surface notes. There it is. It's based out of the Kistikar. Is its home port where it's registered. And it recently arrived from Pale. And it's traveled back and forth through it's traveled back and forth through the system many times. Probably a dozen times in the past couple years alone. And there's a note that the ship operates under a pangalactic charter. Mm-hmm. So it's an independent freighter, but they have some connection to pangalactic for getting cargo and things like that, and its current cargo is actually arranged by Pangalactic to be transported back to Gran Quivera in the Pringlar system. The captain is a Rusk, Katakal, as I said, and beyond that, the ship lists a Drowsite named Sproa as the XO, and then but doesn't give any information on any of the other crew members.
Okay. Does it have a picture of the captain and the draw site?
No, there's no picture.
Okay.
And their current cargo is not listed. Explicitly beyond, well, that's not completely true. They have a couple shipments are listed. They're carrying, it just says resources and then minerals by it. But that's only three of the cargo units, and it can hold up to 10.
Yeah.
So those are the ones that are listed as identifying them. But it does show that it's loaded up 8 cargo units of material so far. It just doesn't list what the other ones are.
And it's waiting for the other two. To get those within around 2 days.
So yeah, it's a day and a half to 2 days before the rest of their cargo is scheduled to arrive, and then they'll be departing shortly after that. And that cargo isn't listed as to what it is either.
Is it listed where it's coming from?
Just the surface of the planet. Just it's coming up. It's a PGC shipment is all it says.
Where would it... I'm wondering, is there a warehouse? It's obviously a PGC warehouse is going to come. Maybe that's our way onto the ship.
There's no specific information about that. I mean, there's parts of the area that's like storage. You can see it out the windows above you. That is just like, looks like storage area for cargo containers.
Saying maybe that's, guys, where we need to be in a day and a half. I mean, they're good. That's where the cargo is going to come. That's going to go on that ship.
So you want to go down to the planet to try to get onto the cargo?
We could either do it that way, or the cargo is probably going to come onto the station before being transferred.
Now, do shuttles come back and forth from here often?
From planet side?
Yeah.
Hourly, at least. Yeah.
Awesome. How will we know which shuttle it is?
Well, we've got an approximate time. And it'll probably go to somewhere nearby or the Pan Galactic Holding thing. Right?
I guess. So can I get a layout of the shuttle? Where's the Pan Galactic storage, the Strill storage rooms?
They're opposite each other, unsurprisingly. Mm-hmm. let's see if which one's right near you guys.
We're probably near the Pan Galactic one now because we're near this ship.
Actually, you had to go back towards where you were. So the Strill one is actually near you guys in the hub area. The Pan Galactic one is across. You can actually see it. There's a big PGC logo with their little pyramid logo. And it's kind of a quarter of the way around the hub from the cargo ship. From the freighter. You are also able to pull up some specs on the ship. You see that it is fairly heavily armed. In fact, it seems like they've traded ship performance to be able to carry more weapons. So it has a little lower maneuverability than is normal for a full-size 10 ship, but it carries 3 laser batteries. Which is typically one more than a ship that size can nominally handle. And so it has 3 laser batteries, a reflective hull size 10 freighter, and I'm using the it's basically, if you've seen the little freighters that are inside of the Warrior of White Lights cover on the back of the Frontier Deployment map in the box set, it's the larger one of those is what it looks like. So it's a bulb at the front with the struts to the engines and then a big spine that has a giant cargo bay attached to it along the back.
Well, which book is that? The campaign book you're saying?
So it's not the campaign, it's the module. So it's that loose... Here, I'll show you. I'll pull it up on, because I've got it loaded. It's
okay.
The bigger one of these. It looks like that.
Yeah.
It looks like this. So it's got this bulb here that has this one actually. It has the bulb kind of elongated, And then it's got the engines off the side and then the body. Although it has three engines, not two. So there's two that are dropped below and then one that comes up. It would be up, you know, so equally spaced around the hull. The two that are shown drop down and then one up above this. And then there's this beam that has cargo, the cargo can, attaches to. So
these guys are handling normal cargo as well, is what you're saying?
Yeah. They come through back and forth. It looks like they typically make a run from Pringlar to Pale and back three or four times a year. They do stuff in other parts of the frontier other times, but they come this way regularly.
If we went to a shipping agent right now and had a cargo that had to get to Pringlar quick, say, I don't know, well, what's a standard cargo container that would be able to hold a few of us?
Any of them?
No, I mean, like, a standard, if we provided them with a box that was just big enough for, like, one or two people, how much would that cost us to ship?
As cargo?
Yeah.
As opposed to, let's see.
I'm just thinking of ways to get on the ship, yeah, and I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking 5,000. Probably a couple thousand credits.
Some YouTube video I saw where a guy mailed himself from England to America.
We just have to get in the ship, and if we can get him to load it on or the other cargo.
Yeah, but if a lot of the cargo bays are depressurized.
Well, I'm not going. It's somebody else, obviously.
Yeah, I see how this works.
Okay, they could be depressurized, but we could work around that.
Well,
I mean,
we could say it's pressurized cargo. Anyway, we could state yeah. It has to be pressurized.
Can one of you buy like a sheep?
I think all I'm saying is apart fast.
That might be an easy way to get on the ship. Is just like, hey, we need cargo, and just. These guys have already seen us, but we deal with the cargo agent. Like, hey, can you get this to Pringlar soon?
Like the Explorer, and then we hide in that?
The Explorer would probably cost us a lot to ship. I'm thinking about, hey, if we just have a box here, a small crate.
The Explorer would cost a couple thousand credits. If you wanted something smaller, it'd be even less.
That's all I'm saying. If we could get it on the ship and then just somebody, you know, gets out.
Yeah, but
and then,
who's volunteering to be the one that goes on the ship?
What are we going to do on the ship anyway?
Well,
basically get to the door and open it so the rest of us can come in.
Yes. A Trojan horse, if you will. I'll do it.
But what are we going to do on the ship? What are we doing on the ship?
We're just trying to figure out, this ship is the one that was communicated. It's obviously probably got some nefarious things going on. Maybe.
Well, it may or may not at this point in time. This may be a totally legit cargo, this run.
Didn't they get the signal from the planet?
Yes.
So this is ship, one of the Chronicon numbers you lifted from that lady's files.
Yeah,
was a contact number for the captain of this ship.
And they were in the system at the same time that the shuttle got attacked.
Wait a minute. We got a captain's phone number? Jill, give him a call.
Well, it's actually the ship's phone number.
Oh, well, they've already seen us.
No, the Astrogator has seen us.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Voila.
Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce that name again?
Who?
Voila.
The Astrogator.
You don't know. You never got his name.
So who was the driver that said on the computer?
That was Sproa, and that's the XO. You have no idea who that is. He's just the other person listed, but it wasn't.
No,
He's
just
listed
a
as the
Drolocite.
executive officer.
Oh, executive officer.
And the Drolocite that you spoke to said the captain and the XO weren't on the ship at the time. So you've made the connection. That's not him. So you have no idea what the guy
is. Drolocite, we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you've identified at least one Rusk and two Drolocites that work on the ship. The rest of the crew, you don't know.
Well, we could either do it that way or try to ask around at the bar.
Well, I think asking around at the bar is probably our best option at this point.
All right.
That's on you guys. You guys are the talker.
All right, I'll head down to the bar then. Unless you guys want to put me in a crate and ship me off somewhere.
No. That's okay.
I'm just thinking of ideas.
He's just trying to divide up the party. Let's divide ourselves up and head to different places on the station, see what dirt we can overhear.
Okay. So, you guys get in the elevators to, actually, you've already done that because you went down the sleeping accommodations are on the standard gravity levels. So you go down to the outer level of the commercial level of the ship, and there's a number of cafes, bars, shops. They tend to cluster around the elevators, and then a little bit further away from that is where you find the hotels and sleeping accommodations. So, and it kind of, on that deck, it kind of alternates between, it goes right around the elevators are shops and food things. As you get further away, you tend to get a little bit larger stores. And then it kind of moves into the hotels and stuff like that. And then back as you approach the next spoke going up,
then we get back to.
Yeah, then it gets back to. Yeah. So, can't think.
Okay.
So, and the station is about 30 meters wide. And then the loop of the deck is about 1.5 kilometers all the way around. So about a mile.
Okay.
So think of a mile-long mall with alternating shops, food courts, and then there's decks above and below that, but they're for more like this, the deck above it is residential and administration, and there's a deck above that that is station operations, and then there's a deck below yours that is like maintenance and life support and all that kind of stuff. So there's four decks to this station at least. So
okay.
All right, so you guys head into there's the what seems to be ubiquitous Spacer's Rest bar slash lounge by the thing, and there's several others. There's the Dry as Dust bar, and a variety of other places. That one seems to be a local themed one, though, referencing the more desert climate of the planet below.
Oh, okay.
Do we see a Beatles juice bar anywhere?
No, not at this hub. Maybe there's one at the other ones.
Is there any ones that look like they cater to Drolocites?
Yeah.
That's the one I'm going to go for.
Okay.
Well, the moment, the captain is a rust.
I know, but the astrogator was Drolocyte.
Okay. So you think he left the ship?
Okay. Maybe not that, but I'm going to try to bluff my way into getting some.
At this point, it's probably 45 minutes to an hour after you talk to him. So, all right, you go in. You are met at the door. There's a, like a little service robot at the door. It says, table or bar?
Bar, please.
All right. Point you over and you can walk on over.
So is there a bartender, I assume?
Yes, there's a bartender.
I'm gonna
and he's order a drow site.
Okay. I'm gonna order a light speed and then I'm gonna ask him a question if he when he brings me my drink.
Alright. Ask away.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, hey, do you know anything do you know about the ship the Golden or is it Golden Dawn?
The Dawn's Glow Golden is what Dawn. It's called.
Dawn's Glow. Yeah, have you heard of the Dawn's Glow?
That's a big freighter that's up there right now, I think.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to know anything about it. It's got some unpronounceable Rusk name.
Yeah, I need to know a little about them because I'm looking for their astrogator, and I need to beat my money out of him.
He owes you money, huh?
Yes. And I'm going to slide him 20 credits and say, what can you tell me?
Well, that'd be Pithu. I assume if you're talking about a Rusk astrogator and you don't mean the XO, he's also an astrogator.
The astrogator I thought was the Drolocyte.
Well, he's one of them. Both okay. So the astrogator is also a Drolocyte. The XO is also a Drolocyte. He's also an astrogator. But he wasn't the one you talked to. Because this guy goes, yeah. You're probably talking about Pithu. He'll be down eventually. He comes in when he gets off shift. He usually works the off shift for the ship. So while everybody else is out and about, he's on the ship working.
Okay.
So. Now, are there any dark corridors right nearby?
I'm going to actually...
although he said...
go ahead. Does he have any, like, spice jars or whatever? Like, steam spice jars behind there or whatever?
Yeah, he does. Because that's one of the things that this place does. It has some steam rooms in the back. That's why it's popular with the Drolocytes.
I'm going to ask him which one of these is going to get him messed up more than anything else.
Well, this one's probably the strongest. And he points to one.
How much is it?
All the way from inner reach. That one is 30 credits. For
I'm gonna slip him another 50, and I'm gonna say, when he gets down here, tell him this is compliments of the house, and call me.
He says he must owe you a lot of money.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, let me get rid of 70 credits there, and then I'm gonna call. I'm gonna walk out of the bar, and I'm gonna see if I can get everyone to meet in the room.
Okay. So go ahead, John.
I don't suppose you're going to put this on your expense report now, are you?
Nah, I'll bite the bullet on this one.
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal, guys. This guy Pithu comes down here a lot. I told him to get him, give him the stuff that's going to mess him up the most and call me, and then we're going to go and have a talk with him.
All right. So
we're going to go into the steam room with him and then have a little chat. Does that work with everybody?
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, that's all I needed to do.
All right. Where did Chikara and Jill go?
I don't know. I probably hung out at the bar.
Okay.
In the background.
Same one or a different one?
Maybe go to the different one. I wouldn't go to the Jealous Site one. I guess the standard multiracial bar.
All right. Are you just gonna kind of go in and listen around?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and make a roll against your intuition, and add 10 times whatever you can use your stealth skill or anything like that that would apply. Just pick whichever one's best. So probably your stealth, since that's level 2.
Yeah.
So that gives you a 60. Go ahead and make a roll.
I like that roll.
Nice.
Okay.
What? That's not our people.
you don't have Jill roll very often. You don't know. Maybe that is your people. Okay, so while you're there, one thing you notice, there is a table, and the reason you notice it is because there's a drow site, a human, and an ifshnit there, which you don't see very often, one of the rim races, and so that piqued your interest to begin with. Just it was something different. Just in the process, one of them, the Drowsite, in fact, says, "Yeah, I better be getting back to the ship. Katakal's gonna want me back up there pretty soon, working on that engine." And of course, that definitely piques your interest, because that was the captain of the ship's name.
Yeah, and he was another Drowsite.
Yeah, there's a Drowsite, a human, and an ifshnit.
Take pictures. They can run them against the database of known whatevers.
Known whatevers.
Okay. Did I know about the XO being a Drowsite?
Yeah, we had the discussion in the room.
I wasn't sure if I was there or not. Okay. So I've probably figured out who these people are.
Actually, wasn't it you that got the EXO's name in the first place?
It was Chichika that got it on the computer search. Okay. So the Drowsite sounds like he's an engineer, because he says he's gonna get back to work on the engines. He's the one that made the comment. And if as you listen to him a little more, you get the impression that the ifshnit is an engineer as well, by the way that he's talking with the Drowsite, and the human is seems to be maybe another astrogator, because he's talking about, in fact, he mentions somebody named Pithu, but you don't know that that's the Drowsite you guys were talking to at the base yet. So, he says, "Yeah, I got to get up and spell Pithu on the jump calculations soon too." So, and the ifshnit says, "Yeah, well, I guess I'll go back with you, since I'll help you on the engine." And after they sit and talk for a while more, but then they get up to leave.
I get up and
right about then Shane, that Rennie, you know, your Chronicon pings from Rennie about meeting back up. So, this was going at the same time he was talking to the barkeep in the other room, in the other place.
Okay. So, I will, excuse me, I guess I'll let, I'll meet up with the others and let them know what I heard.
Okay. So, John, what did you want to be doing?
I was essentially wanting to be doing the same thing, just wandering through the shops and stuff. But
okay.
I don't know how many crew we're going to run across here.
Well, let's see. You get to make another roll. You can make a roll, too. And let's see what if you get lucky.
Yeah, because that happens a lot.
Especially with your intuition of 27.
Oh.
What?
Man. Okay. What shops are you going to?
Well, let's see. I would be looking for, like, the gift shops, the rarities from different places.
Okay.
I figure these guys are traders and antiquities and such. Or
that all right. I guess. Well, let's see who you're running to then. Okay. So, as you're looking around, there's a shop that claims to have artifacts and souvenir type things from the surface, from Laco. You know, it says Tetrarch ruins, Tetrarch artifacts. You know, and then there's a little asterisk under it. It's models only. but that's in, you know, like 10-point font, whereas the other side is in like 250-point font. And but
check out buying one of those.
you're in there. You're in looking around at least to see kind of what it is. And there's things that, you know, they're incomprehensible. You have no idea what they are. They're just these. They're just objects. There's also various things that looks like it was produced by members of the Core Four races, but have a Laco desert-ish, you know, type of motif to them. Something stuff that's locally manufactured in there. And while you're in there, there's there's a drow site in there actually. And he's talking with the shop owner, saying, "Yeah, we just got in from Pale, heading out to Pringlar here in a few days. Ship's almost full, but I'm just kind of looking for some knickknacks to take back. What do you got that's new?" And the shopkeeper says, "Well," he says, "Well, Sproa. You're in luck. We just got a new shipment in from Planet Side and got some new stuff up. They've got a new, the locals have come up with a new design for some of their stuff." And he pulls out some just little knickknacks, some trinket type things that have these intricate, very intricate patterns and geometric designs on them, and he's showing them to him. And okay. You just overhear that as you're looking around. So,
well, it'd be very easy to get interested in the same knickknack, saying, "Hey, what are those exactly?"
These are just some things that they're modeled on artifacts that the scientists have found in some of the ruins. But then the natives then decorate them with some of the patterns Supposedly the patterns mean things, but nobody can ever quite figure out what they are. They're very pretty, actually. They're very intricate.
I've never seen anything like this. What about you? I asked the Drellocyte.
Oh yeah, I've seen them. These are definitely a new pattern that they're producing on them. I've got a couple of these, some of the older patterns, some of the other times I've been here in the system. But he says the shopkeeper, you know, it's kind of cool, but I don't think I need another one of those. I'll maybe check in next time we're on station. And he says, all right, good luck on your trip. When do you expect to be back? He goes, I don't know. We're going to Pringlar and then on deeper into the frontier from here. So it may be a while before we're back.
I don't suppose you're a pilot, are you?
Me? No, I'm an astrogator.
Yeah, those are a dime a dozen these days. All right.
He just looks at you.
Yeah. So, I can't think of anything else other than to hopefully get a good look at him. And oh, he did mention when they're heading out, right?
Yeah, he said the next couple of days.
Well, maybe see you around the station. Buy you a drink if I see you at the bar.
Oh, if I run into you, I'll take you up on that.
All right.
So then the shopkeeper says, you interested in one of these?
Yeah, how much do those cost? I can make conversation with him while he wanders off.
They range in price from the smaller ones for a couple credits up to some of the larger pieces. Like there's some that are like vases or pots or whatever. They range up from anywhere from 5 up to 40 or 50 credits. You can spend as much as you wanted on something.
Get something for the dashboard of the
That's what I was thinking, you know, based on your little Discord comment there. We got anything we can hang from the rearview mirror, you know?
Yeah, there's little small trinkets for a couple credits that you could easily get.
Cool. And now also there's something nice that, you know, mom could set on the
show. Oh yeah, definitely. The whole store is filled with all kinds of things. These are just the stuff he pulled out with some of the new stuff he got, because obviously the other guy was a somewhat regular customer. There's all kinds of things ranging from just kind of more standard. There's standard Yazirian cultural art type stuff that is decorated with the Laco geometric patterns, and there's stuff that is, like I said, they're just strange shaped objects that would be, you know, nothing more than art pieces. They may or may not have any meaning to other people. They don't mean anything to you. And then there's things like vases and glasses and pots and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Tell you what, I'm going to spend a couple credits on something for the dashboard of the Explorer, and about, I don't know, 20 credits for mom.
Okay. So he brings you up and he, you know, packages it up for you. And when he says for mom, and he goes, where's mom?
She's back on Pale.
Okay.
Pale. Is it Pale?
Yeah. He says, all right, well, I better package this up pretty good then. So he gets out a small box and wraps it up and, you know, stuffs it padded so it's not going to jiggle around or anything like that. And it'll be safe and to just pack for shipping if you want. He takes your money and gives you your stuff. And then you get the call, too, from Rennie saying, you know, let's meet and talk.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you guys all get back together. And you compare notes. So, John, Chikara met the XO, who said he was an astrogator. That was Sproa. Jill ran into three unnamed crew members, a Dralocyte, a human, and an Ifshnit, who seemed to be two engineers and a third astrogator. So now there seems to be three astrogators on the ship. That would be everybody. And then Rennie set the trap for the one astrogator you talked to already.
Well, I figured my personality is pretty low. My guy's going to be the action guy.
So you're all back together. What do you want to do now?
Well, what is everyone thinking? We could wait until this guy calls me, or we could do something.
Well, it sounded like they're getting ready for the shift change, which means this guy's probably heading down pretty soon.
Yeah,
How long has it been since you talked to the guy?
What was that?
How long has it been since you were speaking with Petru?
At this point, it's probably been a couple hours.
Okay. Because it said it was shipping 4 hours at that time.
I'm going to ask Pacheca if he's got some nuts and bolts I could borrow in his toolkit.
Yeah, sure.
All right, and then I'm going to put him into a sock.
That I don't have.
Well, no, I was just put him into something and make like a little sap that I could use.
Yep.
So, because all I have is a knife and a gun here. I think maybe if we're going to have to get some answers from him, that might be the better way to do things. I don't think they have nickels in the future, so you can't get a bag of nickels.
Not on the space station, anyways.
And they probably won't let me carry my automatic pistol around.
No, that is definitely not allowed.
Same with those grenades and that sort of thing, too, I'm sure.
So what are the weapons rules on the station?
On the station, is non-lethal weapons are allowed. So the dose grenades actually would be allowed. Anything that is a stun style weapon or a small personal melee weapon. You could carry a knife, as long as it wasn't, you know, blatantly obvious that you were, you know, brandishing it about.
Yeah, I'm just gonna make the sap and then use that when we meet him.
I'll just. Okay. Have my gas mask handy and a doze grenade. I don't care if I knock the rest of you out, as long as I knock him out.
Well, hopefully we won't have to.
That's just as a last resort if he tries to escape or something, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully we can go in there casually.
Yeah.
So, anybody else got any other things they want to do?
Probably eat.
Yeah, I think we could have guessed that one.
We haven't eaten since we got
here. Yeah. You could all go get food and wait till you get the phone call.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So you guys go any particular kind of restaurant you're looking for, or just kind of a general?
A general one, because we're a mixed crowd.
Yep. All right. So you go in, they seat you. You order dinner, and
as soon as it comes, the phone calls.
Yes, we're gonna see. That's what we're gonna see. Let's see. Let's go.
Can we get this to go?
No, actually, it's almost towards the end. You're just finishing up paying the check, and Rennie's chronocom goes off.
And I'll answer it.
And it just says, it's just a message. It just says, your friend's in the back room. And that's all it says.
Well then. I think we're going to head down.
Time all right. To be meet a buddy.
All right, so you finish up there, pay your bill. And talk a lot. All right, you get down. You go into the little bar / steam bath place, and the barkeep. As you walk over to him, he says, "He's in room 7," and he nods back towards a hallway that goes. This is steam baths above it. Goes into the back.
I thank him.
He just nods and goes off to help somebody with a drink.
All right, how do you guys want to do this?
You just walk in and say, "Hey there, remember me?"
That's exactly what we do.
All right. Let's see if he remembers you. He kind of squints his eye spots at you. And he says, "No, but you should get, man, you guys can't appreciate this. What are you doing in here? This is some good stuff."
I'm going to sit down next to him, pull out my sap and say, you need to answer a few questions for us.
Okay. What do you want to know? He seems to be feeling really good.
I want to know about what happened when you were Chuane Star last time.
Chuane Star. Oh, we just came from there last time. Okay. Well, we got into the system. We were carrying a load for Pangalactic. We dropped it off. It was... silver and titanium resources. Picked them up here, took them there, and we were getting ready to leave, and our PGC contact came in with a little deal for us, and it was basically free money, so we took it.
What was the deal?
Just shoot the laser batteries at some little shuttle. Make sure it didn't make it to the surface. Or if it did, it wasn't in control. Tatata and Krill, they did a number on it.
Yeah.
And then we were on our way out. Oh, I don't know. Captain talked to him. I just came through our PGC charter channel. It was just a charter offer.
Is there a record function on a Chronicom?
Sure.
Can I record this while we're talking?
Absolutely. I don't see why there wouldn't be a record option.
Yeah. How often do you do these special jobs?
Oh, those don't come up very often. Usually we're just hauling cargo. This is actually a little out of the blue, but, you know, at 20,000 credits for the crew, you know, what the heck? Just had to fire the laser battery a couple times. We do that against the pirates all the time. No big deal.
Somebody really wanted that
thing. Did you get any idea what it was that they wanted us? On that shuttle, or why they?
No, they just didn't want to really reach the surface. He said. So they hit it, hit its engines. It was already descending, so it probably had a hard landing.
All you know about that ship.
That's all we know. They gave us the specifications, and it was a little dark class shuttle, and they said just
here. Has your contact contacted you lately?
No. Okay. I mean, not we got the they had our cargo here arranged for us when we got here. So
yeah, is we that brought, the same contact we, had your cargo here?
Well, it's our it's just a PAL channel. We just get or a PGC channel. We just they if they have jobs for us, it just comes up on the ship's computer. It's not even a specific person.
Okay.
Or if it is, the captain deals with them. I don't know. I just plot the routes.
I'm going to look at you. This hasn't been nearly as much fun as anticipated. We haven't had to beat anything out of him. Do you guys have any questions?
I don't.
No.
Well, I don't know if that's a good idea, sending that message back, because they know that the cargo in the shuttle didn't arrive. Or are you talking about the cargo here, Laka?
Well, the cargo on that shuttle made it, because we rescued them. So, okay, maybe the shuttle didn't, but that cargo landed and got to Streel.
Yeah, but he's PGC. They were supposed to shoot it down.
I know. So they didn't succeed in preventing it from landing. Sending that message back would probably shake things up a little bit.
Well, I imagine that PGC already knows about it because the people that were supposed to get the cargo, it's the same woman.
Didn't.
Got pummeled.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's true. So they already know.
And it's no wonder. We saw how bad their hiring policy was.
Hey, you're kidding. I mean, they hired us.
That's their thing.
Yeah, but you guys all spectacularly major roles when you're on the firing range.
That's true.
Yeah, well, of course. That's the only time roles count, right?
Do you guys have any other questions for this guy?
I think I'm good.
Well, I think we should kind of pat him on the back, let him sit here, and then go report to Streel.
It would be nice to know, except he probably wouldn't. He'd probably sober up too much if we were to ask for any, like, weaknesses of the captain or anything.
Yeah, that would...
Actually, does anybody have any tell-all?
That would be Eric's character. He's not here.
Oh, man.
Because if we could get the passwords out of him. Well, I'll just look at him and I'll say, well, you look like you're going to have a hard time getting back to the ship. Why don't you give me your password? And I can get you back on the ship.
Nah, I'll be okay. I got several hours to sit here and chill. This is gonna be nice. He just kind of slouches. You can see his body losing definition as he's just relaxing.
Well, I'm done with him.
I'm done.
I think he's done with us too.
You're coming apart, yeah. Man.
I think he's done.
Yeah, you can't appreciate this, man. It is so good. All the way from back home.
All right, well, do you guys think we should report to Streel or report
Wait,
to Starwalk?
All the way from back home. Where did this stuff come from?
Innerreach.
I mean, because when we bought it, Innerreach. So he's from Innerreach.
Yep.
Oh. All the way from back home. There you go.
All right. Well, do you think we should report him to Streel, like the information of who shot down the ship, or should we? We probably should do that and then ask Streel if they want us to report it to the authorities. I mean, how does that jurisdiction work?
As soon as you leave the station, your star—it's Starlaw—is the jurisdiction.
No, but I mean, like, who would handle a ship in Chuane's star shooting another ship?
Starlaw? Or okay. Space Fleet? Chuane's star's militia, if they wanted to deal with it?
Except I imagine it happens a little more Strail, often than...
if they wanted to deal with it.
Once yeah, let's just contact
Strail. Hey, once you're
to give us a ship to go after them.
Once you're in space, it's the planetary governments are the surface and often the main stations orbiting the planet. But beyond that, it's they don't have jurisdiction unless they have specific holdings in the area, like if they've got installations on the other planets or in the asteroid belts. You know, they claim jurisdiction over that. But as far as the space lanes in general go, it's Space Fleet and the UPF. Are the governing authority. That's mainly what Space Fleet does.
All right, well, let's contact Streel.
Okay, so you guys head out, and...
Do we have a case officer?
You have a contact here in the system. Yeah, you were given a contact in the system. You do back on Pale, but... That's a 5-hour communication by subspace radio. So you were given a contact here. And there's Strill offices on the station as well that you can go to. They're up a level or two from the one you're on for the reasons you would want to. I mean, there's a Strill storefront on this level, but that isn't the part of Strill you need to talk to. So you can easily go to the Strill offices. And report and deliver a report in person or via secure messaging down to the surface. The question is, what time is it down on the surface?
Wait, let's do that.
Do we all want to go there, or do we want just send one person? I mean, a whole crowd going in to report.
All right, I'll go. Do you guys need to do anything else?
No.
No, not really.
All right. So you head over to the Strill offices, Rennie, and you scan your ID, and they let you in. Your contact is actually down on the surface on the planet, but he's up and in his office, so you can contact him. It's the work cycle, the D work cycle down there. So, you get them on the phone, they set you up in a little conference room and, they open a encrypted communication channel to the surface and, you introduce yourself and he recognizes you from your dossier. You've never met this guy before. It's a human. He goes, you have information?
Yes, about the attack that occurred in Chuane's star, the shuttle that was attacked.
Yeah, I should give that shuttle a name. I don't remember if I ever did. But anyways, yes. What do you have?
Yeah, it was attacked by a ship that is currently docked at the station.
Oh, the... Dawn's Glow.
Dawn's Glow, yeah.
Yeah, and we recorded the Astrogator telling us about the attack. So,
excellent. Evidence. Can you upload that? And you can easily do that. You've got the stuff there to do it. And you send him the file. And he says, hold on a second. He kind of, you see him pull it up on his screen and he's watching. He goes, oh, this is excellent. Very good. All right. Thank you for this information. We will take care of this.
And if you do take care of it, I don't know, 36 hours, please let us know. We kind of like to watch.
Okay, I'll let you
maybe
know.
Maybe from close enough range to participate.
I don't think it's going to happen that quickly, but we'll see what happens. You didn't happen to get their cargo, did you?
No.
Okay, that's no big deal. Yeah, we're pretty sure they're carrying some more artifacts, just like the shuttle was. But this is great. Thank you.
Do you want us to get the cargo? Is there a bonus for us getting the cargo?
No, I was just curious if you they happened to tell you what they were carrying.
We know it arrives next day.
Yeah. Oh, that's a that last cargo shipment that they're getting two cargo units of diamonds. We know about that one. It's what's okay. already on the ship that we were a little curious about.
Dang! Okay. If only I had rolled lower.
So all right. He takes your report. He goes, so you guys obviously didn't come down on the shuttle that was originally arranged. When do you guys plan on being on the surface?
2 days from now. Okay. We needed some time to transformation. We've had a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, no. Very good. Excellent work. It's not a problem at all. We'll talk to you more when you get down here.
All right.
We've run down that name, that Chronocom number. We know who it is. In fact, he used to work for us. But he left Streel for PGC about a year and a half ago. So, but we know exactly who he is.
All right. Do you have a name? We can start researching.
His name is... I've got it written down. Let me find it. It's a human male, Eru Parkel. And I'll type that into the chat window.
Yes, he probably is.
So that's him. Yeah, he was one of our scientists on one of our sites, and I guess PGC made him a better offer. I mean, no hard feelings when he left. It happens all the time. We poach some of their scientists. They poach some of ours. Just depends on what people are working on sometimes. Scientists, you never know what they're going to do.
All righty. So I'm going to sign off and then head back and tell you guys the news.
Okay. So I assume you're just going to all meet back at Checheka's room.
My room is the spot.
All right.
Yes.
So you get back there and you pass on the information that you got the name of the Chronocom contact, and you passed on the information to Streel, and they said they're going to take care of it.
And then they also mentioned, guys, that they were wondering about the cargo because it looks like there's more of those artifacts.
Oh, man.
And, I don't know about. Do you guys want to pass up an opportunity on this, or just call quits on this ship, or do you think we should try to put a little more effort in?
Well, shoot. I wish we looked through the two's stuff. Maybe we could have gotten his ID card. Didn't think about it at the time.
Why didn't you think of that while we were there?
You could have asked him what the cargo was too. He might have told you.
Yeah.
He might have. Dang.
I thought he did tell us there were supplies coming up.
No, he told you what they took.
Okay, yeah, that's
to
right.
Pale. You could have asked him what they brought back to Laco. You could have asked him what their current cargo was, but you didn't. So,
yeah, I was too focused on the.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you now know that three cargo units on the show.
I have made friends with that one guy. If I happen to run into him in the bars, you know, in the next couple, you know, day and a half or so, I owe him a drink because I said I would. That may be one last chance to get that information.
Possibly.
Is it possible to ingest Tell-All in a drink? Of course, they have to be injected.
No, it's got to be injected. It's got to be administered by a medic. I think the rules actually say, well, let's see, what do the rules say? I think it says, if you fail, nothing happens, they pass out, and you don't get questions if you do it wrong.
Where did you see the drow human and Ifsnit?
That was in that one of the bars. That was Jill.
Yeah, Jill. Can we see, can we go to the bartender and ask if the regulars? Maybe we can just chill there, and when they show up, just get friendly with them, buy a couple of pictures, get them all a little tipsy.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
At this point in history, would we have ever seen an Ifsnit that was not part of Capellan Free Merchants?
Like,
affiliated in some way?
Maybe. They're not very common. The Rim races at this point are very... Contact with the Rim has been established because it started shortly after the First Sathar War, but there aren't a lot of interchanges. That was really what piqued Jill's curiosity was the fact that there was an issue. It's the only one in the whole place. It's the only one you've seen on your trip in any of the stations.
I'm just saying, is it most likely that most
of them that you see are Capellan Free Merchants, but there are some known to be around that aren't.
I'm just wondering if there's maybe a link here, business.
Yeah, there might be.
Helping out on this.
He sounded like he was an engineer.
He was an engineer and the drill.
Hello?
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of engineers, three astrogators,
the EO, and the captain.
So far that you've identified, yeah.
So seven.
Yeah, you, seven. Well, you know there's two gunners. The Drowlicite mentioned them. Three astrogators, one of which is the XO, two engineers, and the captain. So that's at least a crew of eight.
Okay, well, what do you guys want to do then?
I'd love to storm the ship.
and just as a point, these are all, remember, these are standard rules characters, so they have spaceship skills, and that tells you a lot about what their skill level is in the more mundane skills. So just keep that in mind when you make plans.
How does that work if we're not using the standard rules for characters?
Well, that's true. We are using the that still kind of applies. That's true. You're right. Never mind. I take that back. I'll have to think about that more. But you're right, we're using the skill frontier role, so that actually isn't necessarily true.
But he's still mentioning that they're better than us.
Yeah. It still kind of applies.
Well, especially, that's why they call us kids and stuff. I mean, because it's like, these guys have been around a little while.
Yeah.
Do you ever see The Simpsons with Daryl Strawberry? Are you a baseball player? Yeah. I've never met you, but yes. That's what they're thinking to us. Okay.
Yeah. So. After we were using the other rules.
Gotta get chummy with that group of three.
Okay. You know that they will, if they were headed back to the ship, it's probably going to be many hours before they're back off ship and on station. It would probably be tomorrow before they were back.
At the bar, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it's time to get some rest.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah. You guys slip into your tubes. I'm going to go to my bed. And tomorrow, I will not be wearing the Strill uniform. I'll wear the other one.
All right.
I don't want to draw that attention to me.
Yeah. We should totally order them a pizza and have it delivered.
Order them a pizza? And then rush as soon as they open the door?
Exactly.
Oh, we mug the pizza delivery guy, steal his uniform.
And yet, my idea of getting captured.
I don't know if you keep working at it, it might happen, Shane.
That's what we're trying to do. We're working on your plan this whole time. It's just not working.
All right.
All right. All right. So you guys get some sleep.
Yep.
Evening passes, night passes uneventfully. You get up the next morning. You start hanging around down there again where you ran into these people. It's actually almost later in the day. But your group of three approach the bar together with a Yazirian and a Vrusk.
Okay. So
you've got a full mixed crew. You've got one of each of the five races. And they all go in together.
How do you want to handle this, guys?
Dang. All right. They take a table?
Yep.
Can we get a table next to them so we can, like, eavesdrop?
Probably. Let's see how busy it is. Yeah. You can. It's not too busy. The place is only about not quite half full. It's easy enough to get one that's within hearing range. So you guys sit down. Assume you order some food or drinks or whatever. And you can hear them talking. You pick up fairly quickly that the Vrusk is a pilot, actually flies the ship, and the Yazirian is one of its gunners. He's Krill that was mentioned by your other Drellocyte guy. And give me just a second, and I will give you the Yazirians, the Vrusk's name too, because they all their names. I'll get you some names from all of these guys, because they all call each other by name as they're talking, and you're able to figure out who's who. I won't worry about it right now. I'll get you the names later.
Okay.
But you identify, and in their discussions, you also pick up that there's a third engineer that's another Drellocyte. And that's the crew. It's a crew of 10 on the ship, and they're just talking about ship stuff. You know, the engineers are talking about working on the engines. The Drellocyte, the human who's an astrogator, talks a little bit about that. And, you know, and they're just looks like, you know, a bunch of people know each other, pretty good friends. Out getting a drink, getting some food. Talking about their life.
Job.
Yep.
How boring.
Well, I know a little bit about mechanics. I probably won't be able to talk engineering to
Well, I think you meant half, not had, but yeah.
You know, these things happen.
Yep.
You know, spelling. Well, we could get it's half the crew right here.
Yeah.
I suppose we could. Well, no. Thing is we try to just muscle. You know, off into some corridor, we'd likely get our faces pounded.
Yeah, that's if we fought fairly, though.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Good point. Look, If y'all had gas masks, it'd be easy. We just, everybody puts one on, I drop a dose grenade, we grab them and go.
Well, can we do like in the cartoons, get the silver tray with a little cover on it, put the dose grenade in there, and be like, here.
Yeah, but we're in a public place. I think our best bet would be to get them arrested.
Any ideas on how to achieve it?
No, I was thinking about how to get them into. I guess we could get them to it. They don't have lethal weapons if we get them to attack us. You know, Eric's not here. We could get his character to pick a fight and we could just call the cops. Get them all arrested. It's just an idea.
Go get him, decoy.
I don't know. Do Gallocytes get black eye spots?
We could find
probably out. Bruises all over their body.
We could use them as something and you know, stir up trouble, but the trouble is there'd be no evidence and then it'd fall through. And then we'd be in trouble for making false charges.
True.
All right. Okay, quick question.
Uh-huh.
Illegal drugs.
Yeah.
They
exist, yes.
Plant drugs.
would I know about any on the station concerning
you could probably find them, yes.
Well. Gentlemen, I think I have an answer.
Given your background.
You're going to plant okay.
Yeah.
But given your roles, you're probably going to get arrested.
Yeah. Okay, is there like sleeping aids in the medical that you can ask for, stuff that'll help you fall asleep?
What was that?
Like stuff that'll help you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Can we just get a bunch of them and put them in the drinks and say, here, here's a picture that was for you guys. And then they'll just pass out.
They'd probably be left before we can get anything.
I think they'd be a little suspicious of that. We've already had a few.
I'm saying we'd just give it to the bartender.
Yeah, I mean, they do mention... Pithu coming back totally plastered the night before.
Are they drinking or are they just eating?
They've got drinks. You have no idea if they're alcoholic or not.
It's breakfast, though, so I assume.
Well, no, this would be at least lunchtime or later.
Yeah.
This is later in the day.
All right. How about maybe we could use to check his room here, and somehow get some of them to come to the room.
Jill, that sounds like your job.
Yeah.
Point me in the right direction.
But they're obviously nefarious. Tell them you've got something, a cargo. I don't know.
All right.
My guy's not the talking type. He's the beating somebody with a sock full of nuts and bolts type.
So do we send Jill by herself while we retreat to the room or what?
So we're going
to... Okay. Yeah, I'll just leave my chrono...
Yeah, your chronocom.
Yeah, chronocom, thank you. Let's leave that open.
All right, let's head to the room and
like an artifact or something. And you was wondering if what it's worth if they would come check it out.
Okay,
we bought one too.
Yeah, it's worth about one credit, and I paid two for it.
Well, they don't know.
They don't know that. Yeah,
not until they see it.
Yeah, let's just, I guess we don't have any bolts. We could get some soap and a towel. This would be great.
Unless they only have liquid soap.
Ah, what a horrible future that.
That's one of those little hotel bars of soap. A little
squish them all into a big ball.
All right.
I got knuckles I could use if somebody wants to borrow the stunt stick so that we have two of these.
You know, look, guy, look, y'all, every room's probably got a coffee maker. You just grab the pot and pow, yeah, right over the head.
Yeah, you. Who's got a
fifth element? Knocked out Bruce Willis with it.
Yeah, but if you break the coffee pot, you won't get your deposit back.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Hey, how much is the stuff?
You cut out right there. What was that?
How much is the stun stick?
How much does one cost? Give me half a second. I got the book right here. A stun stick. 75 credits.
Would there be a store that would sell one?
Probably.
I have one.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get one.
Plus, you would need a power clip if you don't have one, and that's another 100.
I've got a power clip.
Okay.
I'll take it out. I've got extras.
Okay. But yeah, you could acquire yourself a stun stick if you wanted
to. Let's do that. That would be awesome. There's a chance I won't get beaten to death.
We're going to be stunning people.
What?
We're going to be stunning people.
Yeah.
I'll All right. stick to the fists and feet.
All right, so you guys head back to Chicheka's room. Jill, what do you do?
Anyone got any zip ties?
I'm sure I do in my kit.
Because we're going to need them, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So what I will saunter up to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, unzip my front a little bit so my cleavage is showing to its fullest advantage.
That's not going to work on the draw.
Yeah, there's a human there.
There's a human okay. there, yeah. But even so, I mean, you know, you can't underestimate the power of kink. So I'm sure there's all kinds of interspecies shenanigans going on. But the less said about that, the better.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's.
So, I'll just sit down next to them, you know, at the table. And breathlessly ask them if they know anything about artifacts. Was that was the plan, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, artifacts.
Now these guys have had a few to drink already, correct?
Well, they've been drinking something. Well, like I said, you don't know if it's alcoholic or not, but
okay.
They're like, what kind of artifacts?
Well, I don't know. That's why I kind of wanted someone's expert opinion, because I just don't know about these things. Just gonna play it up to be. You All right, know,
go ahead. I want you to go ahead and make a roll.
You should tell him you got the stuff from Streel.
Well, they say, well, you know, that's not really our area. And he's like, yeah, He's a gunner, astrogator, pilot, engineer, astrogator. Actually, two engineers. You have two engineers there. So, you know, that's just not our area of expertise. XO, he might know a little bit about that, but he's back on the ship getting ready for departure. We're just kind of, I think the our last cargo is loading up here in an hour or two, and then we'll be heading out. We don't really deal with that stuff. We just load the cargo and carry it where it goes.
I understand. Thank you so much for your time. Can I buy you a drink for your trouble?
Sure.
What are you having?
They rattle off what they're drinking, and yes, they are alcoholic.
Okay,
the drinks
so
that they're
I'll
drinking.
Order another round for
okay.
them and take
mm-hmm.
off.
All right.
See, we should have dug on the illegal drug route.
You know what? How about we just call on the Chronicom and leave a message saying, hey, this is the contact or whatever. We've got the number. We don't have to send a voice message. Just send a message that says, special cargo to pick up at this hotel in this room. Send some people.
Yeah, we do have this in.
That is a good idea.
That's a good idea.
All right.
So you have their number. It'll come up as your number, which they may or may not recognize.
Can we just get an unlisted number and say, hey, this is...
You can try it. Yeah.
Does the room have a phone?
Yes, you could send it from the room.
Yeah, let's do that and say, this is such and such. Need you to pick up the cargo. Not calling from standard number since it's been compromised.
There we go. Standard number compromised.
So what name are you going to give?
What was the name of the woman that
the artifact? You want to give her name? Okay. I've got it here somewhere, and I said it earlier, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. It is Lina Colley. L-Y-N-A Colley. Okay, so you send that message. Let's see what happens.
And then, turn the lights out and everyone get their stun stick.
I don't need no stun stick.
We'll remind you of that when we're waking you up.
Okay, so you send the message, and about 10 minutes later, the room's message phones. It's basically a bigger version of Chronicom, has the same basic functionality. So a message comes back on it says, understood the compromise communication, provide authentication code.
Okay. Somebody make a wild guess.
Okay, authenticate. Did we have anything that we had in those papers picked up that would have been an authentication code?
You have no idea. You have no idea if it's digital, if it's a phrase. You have no idea. You have no idea what they're asking for.
I'm just trying to think if there was anything that we saw that we could make a guess based on what we saw.
Roll. Give me a D100 roll.
What about on her computer when we went in? Do we see anything that might give
it? Let's go ahead and make a roll and see where we're at. Okay.
No.
You can make one too, since you were both looking at the stuff.
Save us, Angel. Save us.
Oh, God. You got this.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No, none at all.
Bad. Okay. There was nothing in The papers that you saw that is was
Yeah.
obvious as this is the procedure for,
Right.
identifying when you need to, that obviously there probably is a procedure and it's probably something they just know and is not written down.
Just use whatever her password was for the computer.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know.
You could try that.
Right, let's do that. That's the only
Never
chance we have.
All right, let's see what happens.
Ninety.
Nah, it doesn't work.
Yes.
So you
Was
send it. You
that terrible?
transmit that back, all you can do is wait. And they don't respond
Yeah,
immediately.
was that their role or our role, Tom?
Huh?
See,
That
that's the thing. You GMs, you'll never tell. Hey, you guys, I was just realizing it doesn't matter because either they know, either they think that they got to come and get some more supplies, or they know that we're on to them. Either way, they're sending people.
That's
Looks like my plan. At least that's what I hope.
Has done six ready anyway.
Hey, I just wear my gas mask just in case I got to doze everybody.
How about we rethink this and we wait in the hall. Let them get past us if they're going to come in guns.
Well,
Somebody's got to be in there to open the door for them.
there should be two people inside. One can hide in the closet and tell them what you need is in here. Come in. And then the rest of us could be outside and bum rush behind them.
All right, I'll be in the room.
Who's going to be in the closet? Do I fit in the closet?
Probably not easily.
Yeah, no.
Well, I can go.
All right. So Jill and Rennie are inside. Kara and Checheka, we're both outside.
Yeah, I'll be outside, kind of.
How about we put a doze to the door?
A what?
Just so it goes off.
You keep cutting out, Shane.
Yeah.
How about we hook up a doze grenade when it opens?
He's saying, basically make the door into a booby trap. The trouble is, we're the ones opening the door.
No, if we got inside, they've got it hooked up so the doze grenade goes. Ask.
Okay, you keep cutting
Well, and
off.
we just tell them to come in?
Well, no, they're going to come in looking for us as soon as they open the doze grenade. And the person inside could start the attack and behind. We could do it that way.
That's if they suspect. We don't know which way he called that 92.
Yeah, it's us.
You know, it's
They
extremely
know.
good for us or extremely bad for us.
It's us. They know.
They don't know. They failed. We're doing great. They come in looking for an artifact. We're good.
Okay.
You know, if you want to, what we could do is set up a box on the table with the doze grenade. When they lift the lid, it pulls the pin and blows up. That we could
There you go. Let's do that.
Okay.
That will do that.
Okay.
We'll put it on the table and say the artifact's over there.
Yeah, I got my mask on. Just I'll be hiding in a corner down the hall, but
All
I
right,
got my
Eric.
mask
Eric
back on.
successfully sets that up for you with his demolition skill.
All right. Good. Don't ask us to do it, please. All right, so that's set up over there at the desk. Closest to the window, furthest from the door. So that way, when they go to it, they open up, boom. Hopefully, it'll knock a few out.
Okay, so you guys get all ready. And you wait. And you wait. And a couple hours go by and nobody's come.
What the heck?
Do you continue to wait? Do you go do something else?
What, is there a way of checking on a computer to see if that ship took off?
You probably could. Not from your hotel room, but you could go out. There are terminals you could access.
All right, I take off the mask and go look at the terminal. You guys can hang tight for a second here. I ain't got a stun stick anyway. I'll go check the terminal.
Okay, you get out to the terminal. It hasn't left, but it's marked as preparing for departure. And that could be anywhere from 2 to 10 hours.
Well, if they're going to come in guns a-blazing, they're going to do it right before they leave.
Yeah, so that's true.
They can get off station. Maybe.
You're just going to have to hang out. I'll have my mask on my hip ready to put back on, because I know we're going to end up popping a grenade.
All right.
With this crew, yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to chill by the elevators to see if I – because I recognize them all by now. We've seen them all.
You haven't seen all of them.
Well,
you haven't seen the captain, you haven't seen the other gunner who's a Vrusk. The other Drowlicite who's an engineer. So one of the Drowlicite engineers and the Vrusk gunner you haven't seen, or the Vrusk captain, but you've seen the rest of the crew, yes. So you've seen eight. You've now seen 8 of the 10.
So I'll chill by the elevator, and if I see any of them coming off headed that way, I'll tell them on the chronicle. Because I haven't spoken to anybody.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, So another hour goes by. And you hear some voices coming down the hallway. And around the corner comes a hotel staff, looks like a manager, and a couple of station security officers.
Uh-oh.
I tell my chronocom, abort, abort, abort.
And he goes, yeah, he says, oh, there's a Vrusk that rented the room. So this is the manager talking to them. And he walks them up to the door to your room, and they knock on the door.
So we've gotten the information of the abort, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it possible to disarm that grenade right away?
Probably. He probably set it up so you could take it down quickly if need be. We'll assume
we're going to take that down. He's going to get out of the closet.
Get out of the closet.
And we're just going to be sitting at the table talking.
Yep.
All right, so you're sitting at the table talking. There's a knock at the door.
Open it up.
I go to the quick food place, not the fancy restaurant.
Right.
And get some snacks.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, you're not Checa.
He goes, no. And this is one of the station security guards. He goes, yeah, we got a report of some prank calls or something coming from this room to one of the ships docked to the station.
No.
He says, well, we need to come in and check the phone.
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. John?
Yeah?
You have a technician skill, right?
I have a robotic. Oh, yeah, I think I do.
I think you have a technician, too. So I want you to make a skill check. Oh, actually, no, you don't. You have robotics. That's okay.
Yeah, I have robotics.
So we'll let that apply at half. So you get a plus 10.
Okay.
So. Too bad it was anything other than intuition and logic. 43, 53, so you missed it by 12, 11. All right.
You're breaking up.
I wasn't saying anything, actually. All right, so they go over to the phone. We'll assume that John tried to clear the call history. And we they go over to the phone, and they look at it. He plugs in a little device and, you know, touches like a little touch screen type thing, and he taps some things, and he looks at it. He says, okay. He disconnects it. And this is right about when you show back up, Checheka. And you come in. Do you say anything? So the manager is actually standing out in the hall, so you see him standing by your room. The door's open, and as you approach the room, there are two security officers are in the room talking to Chikara and Rini and Chikara. So, or is it Rini and Jill that are, who was inside?
Actually, it's Rini and Jill that are inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll assume that. Actually, you know what? Let's assume that you, Chikara, let's have Chikara make the skill roll. Because she could have done wiped the phone calls before she left. After Angel? Right? No. Angel's character.
Checheka.
Yeah, Checheka. That's what I meant.
Eesh. It's on you again.
So Angel, make a roll. D100.
Angel?
Are you there?
Oh no, we lost him.
No!
Maybe he really did go to get snacks.
Yeah. okay. So he wasn't there to respond. That's why he didn't respond when I said he got there.
Yeah. Dang it. What a time to take a break.
All right, somebody want to roll for him?
Not me, guys.
All right, I'll do it.
All right.
Hold it. He's here.
Oh, there he is. No, he dropped off completely.
I got booted at the worst possible time.
Yep. All right. We'll wait for him to get back. And the audio side of it.
We're all on pins and needles. We're waiting for a paradise to roll.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Finally.
There you are. Okay, cool. Where were we at when you got booted?
There's a manager in front of the door, and the two security guards were talking to you guys.
Okay, yeah. So
you didn't hear Chikara getting hit by the laser rifle.
I missed that.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen. We just decided that you probably tried to clear the call history before everybody left the room. So I want you to make a D100 roll to see if you were successful or not.
Come on, guys.
That's good enough.
That is my roll.
Okay, so the guy's looking at it and goes, well,
Well,
you made some calls, but it doesn't seem to go to the ship, so I don't know what they're reporting. So just if anything.
Well, who's saying reporting's about my room, sir?
It was the freighter there. The it's the big one that's in the bay. What's its name? Dawn's Glow. Yeah, that's what it is. They're reporting that they got some prank calls or something, harassment calls or something from. We were just told to come check out the room.
I think they supposedly came from this.
Yeah, maybe
guys,
we'll have to.
That were intoxicated at the. I'm saying the name of the restaurant and the Dralasite place. Isn't the crew that we saw that was getting intoxicated in those places?
Yeah. Yeah, we can tell about that.
Okay.
Consider this harassment.
See, I didn't know how to feel about this. They didn't even bother to come and try to kill us. They feel that low about us. You know, we're that lowly.
We're the kids.
We're the kids.
I'm assuming this is out of character and you're not saying this right in front of the security officers. Okay.
I'm slightly offended by these guys.
They're kind of harassing us.
All right, so they listen to your side of the story and they say, all right, well, he turns to the manager and says, just to make sure, just keep an eye on any communications that go in and out of this room for the next little while, just to make sure it's not, you know, one side or the other. It's not clear right now what's going on. We're going to look into it a little more. And they leave.
Right. How much do we want them off that ship?
Right now, pretty freaking badly.
If we want them off that ship, what we do is we've got that recording of Pitu telling how they attacked another ship. We send them that.
Oh, all right. Come before this becomes common knowledge.
Yeah, and we don't tell them necessarily where we are.
No.
They have to search the station. If we could just... They'll leave their ship unguarded, but we still have to get in. I don't know. That's my only idea. Huh? All my ideas have failed.
But they were good ideas. Just not good enough.
When I was in college, the worst critique I ever got from a professor was in the paintings class. He came and looked at one of my paintings and said, "That's good for you."
Wow.
Yeah, I was. What do you do to that? That's how I'm feeling right now. Your plans were good for you.
Well, you say those that can't do teach.
It was your teachings that got me this far. Well, I like that idea because I can't think of anything else other than that teach idea. That they're not going to fall for anything now. They're on high alert.
Yeah. But remember, there's 10 of them, and if they do come after us, we have to do it where they...
Well, they're going to have to spread out. So we're going to have to... Again, none of them have seen me. So I could stay at the, more or less, the entranceway of the place and say, okay, this guy's going to the left. This guy's going to the elevators. This guy's going... I don't know.
Yeah, the only thing they know is this room at this point.
Yeah. Okay, well, how good would you be at being able to get into the security of the airlock on their ship? Assuming they probably leave a couple people behind, but if we position you right there and a good number of them leave, how long do you think it would take you?
To do what?
Open the door and get in.
So you probably would be doing bypass security, which... it's going to be fairly difficult because that's fast, and that takes a d10 minutes per attempt. And I mean, you do have a technician level 3. It's probably, you're guessing, it's probably level 3 or 4 level locks. That's kind of typical for ships and stations. So you're going to have a, at best, even maybe a negative modifier from your skill, just because the lock level is really high. And then, probably a negative modifier because you're bypassing, because you're trying to do it quickly. So you probably have a 20 to 30% chance on any given attempt to try to get through. And then you have no idea what happens if you fail on the first one.
That's not going to happen.
If their cargo bay is open.
Came up with, say, go to the cargo room. Find out which cargo is going into that ship. We know where the Pangalactic storage room is. Go there. Bribe the guy to just let us in. I'll give you like 7.
My computer just fucking anything they said for like 2 minutes.
Oh.
Right from where you, from, okay, right from bribe the guy to let us in. That's the last thing I heard.
Well, we'll get the manifest for which cargo is going onto the ship and just hide inside the crate or the storage container. And we'll have to go from there. Uh-oh. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, I heard you.
Oh, okay.
If that's what you want to do, we can see what happens.
I'm going to have to try that. That's the only other option left.
Do we know if the... I guess if we could just head up to the docking area, see if the cargo hold is still open, maybe getting people off the ship and then just someone getting a spacesuit and jumping across over to the cargo container might be the or cargo hold.
With the robots loading it up, aren't they going to pick up? I don't know.
Yeah, but they're programmed just to load things.
Yeah, they may not be programmed to respond to anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's good at zero gravity? Anything.
It would probably be someone with a high dex.
Oh, fuck.
Jacek is going crap mine 70.
They would have to have technical.
Yay! I'm going to be lost in space. Alright. Let's go try it.
Okay, so you're going to head over, as you head back up to the hub, and you're back in the low gravity environment, and you get out of the elevator, you look up, and you can see the Don's glow is there, and the cargo bays are open, which means they're obviously getting ready to load or have load. You can't see into the cargo bay. You can just see the doors are open. The bay itself is obscured from where you're at. But as you move around the hub to get a better angle, you do see that it looks like they are in the process of loading. And so there's a lot of... There's little work pods... pushing cargo containers over to the ship.
That's it. We just get ourselves a work pod and we're in.
Hey, I have an idea here. If we can buy you some time, Chicheka could be good to go over there, but what about Chikara? there and reprogramming one of the cargo robots to remove cargo.
I like that.
Does that seem like a possibility to anybody?
Yes.
All right, I can make the distraction. I'll call them up and...
All right, so where do you want to... You want to try to get into the Pangalactic loading facility?
Well, yeah, because from there is where we're going to... I'm going to try to sneak into the ship, and he's going to try to get a robot, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you head over to the Pangalactic. The problem is you've got to get through the Pangalactic security because that's, it's behind there. It's in kind of their little corporate enclave area in the hub.
Man, why do these people use security all the time?
I know.
Can't they trust anybody?
Let's see. You're in a star system where Streel and Pangalactic are duking it out over things. No. They don't. Okay, so you've got to try to get through into the Pangalactic areas. How do you want to do that?
How are we gonna pull that one on?
How indeed? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Why don't we stop here?
I have no idea what to do.
And you guys can come up with some ideas and discuss them here in the Discord chat on ideas. There are – I'll tell you this. There are offices. There's a Pangalactic office. You could probably walk into that because they have people come in to talk to them and make arrangements and things like that. So there's an office front there. There is another area that looks like if you have the right passcodes and ID cards, you can just like swipe and go through like employee area to get you right back. Behind the office front into the work area. There's probably an entrance from inside the office front back there as well. And then that's in the main part of the hub, and then beyond the hub, out in the area, ships are...
Ignore.
Okay. Look at this cargo box.
I'm back. I glitched out again. When
we could borrow a box from Streel, as long as it's not like Streel. I think we'll be okay.
That's true.
You just say, hey, do you have like a box or something that... And we just go and say, hey, we need this shipped. We'll drag it in there for you because we've got our guys and they, we were told that we have to make sure it gets in the facility and then we'll leave. And
we
it
can do that.
Well, nothing cargo, and then like, hey, if you scan it, you can scan it. You'll notice that there's nothing in there. You can't even look at it. We just need to make sure.